Welcome to Note to Self. This is my personal takeaways and a weekly insights episode with me, Rachel J. Join me as I delve into what's going down, what's coming up for me, and everything in between. Let's go. Hi guys, and welcome back to another Note to Self episode. This is my episode where I share my weekly reflections and personal insights with you, with me, your host, Rachel J. Hello, welcome, hi, nice to meet you. I thought I would touch on something that we spoke about a little bit in the episode with Kayla Itzinis from Sweat, and we talked a little bit about training for your cycle as a woman. And so I wanted to delve into that just a little bit deeper to give you a little bit more insight into what you can do during different times during the month. Obviously, as women, we go through all these different changes. Our hormones are changing throughout the month, which affects how we feel, our energy levels, and all those kinds of things. So for me personally, I don't know if this happens to you guys, I have monthly amnesia where I literally feel like I have a existential crisis and then realize, oh, it's going to be that time of the month. And then that all makes sense. And then I forget. And then the next month it happens again. And then I think, oh, it's just that time of the month. And then I realize, oh yeah, I'm a woman. This stuff happens. And I forget. I literally forget every month. So it's monthly amnesia at this point. So I feel it's good to know these things and maybe remember that you're going to go through these changes. It's not that I'm not aware of it. It just doesn't occur to me. I just feel like I'm living life and then these changes occur and then it clicks and then I think, oh yeah, I forgot about that. Anyway, basically as women, we go through a couple of different phases through the month that changes the hormone levels and obviously changes our energy levels and how we feel in our body. The first 2 weeks of the cycle is called the follicular phase, and that pretty much is the first day of your period till when the egg is released from the ovary when you are ovulating. And during this period of time, it is said that you could do higher intensity, more higher impact training during this period of time. Your estrogen and your progesterone levels are low during this phase, and then as it starts to move into when you ovulate, when the egg is released, your estrogen starts to peak. And then you probably will notice once your period finishes that you start to get a little bit more energy, you're ready to go out there and do things and find that you just generally are a little bit more up. So that's a hormone thing, and obviously your hormones affect how you're feeling in your body. So during this period of time, you could do different things, obviously, that are a lot more high impact. So heavier weight training, high intensity cardio, high intensity training, all those kinds of things can be really good for this period of time because your body is aligned with that sort of phase and the energy expenditure that you need to actually do those exercises. And then as we come into the final 2 weeks of the cycle, it's called the luteal phase, which means that once ovulation has happened, the egg is released and it's starting to prepare for pregnancy. If you do not fall pregnant, which I would say is most of the time, progesterone is produced, it peaks and then it drops if you don't fall pregnant. So that's when we start to get into the PMS-y area, and then that's when you start to feel a little bit like having a mentee and breaking down and having an existential crisis. So obviously as you come down into that phase, you might notice that you start to have effects on your energy, your mood and your strength, and you just kind of want to hibernate and get into a little cocoon and not really do too much. So during this period of time, it's really great to maybe try things that are a little bit more lower intensity, yoga. Pilates is a great one, and you know I'm going to be a huge advocate for Pilates because it is a low impact training method that you obviously can do any time during the month, but especially during this time, during the luteal phase, where you are starting to lose a little bit of that energy and you're starting to feel a little bit less energetic. That's a really great one to add in. So you can still do cardio, but just pull down that cardio intensity. So you could go for walks or maybe just do little interval runs where it's more jogging rather than at high intensity, high pace, and then just pull down the intensity of even weight training. So often when we talk about weight training, you can do a heavier session. For instance, if you're doing max, you're working to your max weight and you're working to build, that's more of a high intensity weight training session. Whereas what you can do for your weight training is to pull back the training to work to, I would say, lower weights and more reps. So when you work to max, in terms of your max strength, you're working less reps but higher weights. But during the luteal phase, when you're bringing it down into that lower impact, you can up the reps but reduce the weights. So it is a little bit less intense for the body, but you're still getting the volume in as well. So there are a few little things that you can do, but also one thing I would suggest during the period of time where you are in that luteal phase, where you do feel like you need to come back into yourself a little bit more, is to add other things in, like breath work, like meditation, all of those kinds of things that can help with your own mental health, your emotional well-being. I know, like I was saying, you might feel like you're going to have a mentee bee and have a little mental breakdown every month. And breath work and meditation is great for that. And so those mind-body practices during that period of time will work really nicely with your body at that period of time. So hopefully this has helped you guys. It's a very, very short and sweet episode this week, but I just wanted to give you a little bit of an insight, especially if you are a woman. Most of you listening are women. That's a little tip. Just make sure you work with your cycle. I do think that it's beneficial and it works really well. Obviously, if you're not feeling that, you don't have to do it, but just some suggestions for you. Thanks for joining me on this Note to Self episode, guys. And if you have any questions, things that you'd like me to touch on, feel free to drop us a message or email and let us know. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. You know, we love you guys to be subscribed and get those episodes as soon as they drop. Thank you so much for listening on this episode of Note to Self, and we'll catch you next time on the Rachel J Podcast.